Friends, my name is PM Bendre and our subject is world-class manufacturing. Our first chapter of the world-class manufacturing is introduction to the subject. What is world-class manufacturing? WCM. What is world-class manufacturing? WCM. World-class manufacturing is the philosophy of being the best, being the fastest, being the lowest cost producer of a product or of a service. Best producer, fastest producer, lowest cost producer. It implies the constant improvement of products. If you are making nozzles, you are making engines, you are making injectors, you are making whatever product. So constant, continuous improvement of those products, constant improvement of the processes, and constant improvement of the service to remain an industry leader and having the competitive advantage and provide the best choice for the customers. That means whatever customer is there, he has three choices or four choices, but I am the best choice for him, and he will be always coming to me because I have that competitive advantage. So, regardless of where the customer is in the process, the customer will always prefer me as the first choice, best choice for my product, for my service. That is where world-class manufacturing comes in. It's about ensuring quality. What is quality? Quality is fulfilling all the customer requirements. So quality, delivery, and cost, lowest cost, to keep an organization competitive. What I was telling as competitive advantage, whether the marketplace is local, whether the marketplace is national, or marketplace is global. Essentially, world-class manufacturing is a set of guiding principles. So many principles I will be explaining to you. So all these guiding principles for successfully operating and managing a manufacturing company, it revolves around the continuous improvement. Again and again, again and again, I will be telling about continuous improvement of production processes, production systems to achieve excellence in efficiency, effectiveness. I will be explaining afterwards the difference between efficiency and effectiveness. So, to achieve excellence in efficiency, effectiveness, quality, and customer satisfaction. That is the world-class manufacturing. How we will be achieving world-class manufacturing? That continuous improvement in efficiency, effectiveness, quality, customer satisfaction to achieve excellence in all this. World-class manufacturing. You all may be in manufacturing. You all may be in quality assurance. You all may be in marketing, finance. Okay. What is WCM? What is world-class manufacturing? What is world-class operations? It focuses on eliminating waste. Waste means waste of material, waste of time, everything. So it focuses on eliminating waste, reducing costs by optimizing production processes, minimizing defects, and thereby reducing waste continuously, actually eliminating waste. So WCM, world-class manufacturing, focuses on employee involvement, continuous involvement, complete involvement of employees, and culture. About this culture, I will be talking in details afterwards. Culture of continuous improvement. See, this word will be again and again coming in my lecture. Continuous improvement. Culture of continuous improvement. So we will be discussing about principles of world-class manufacturing, regardless of the production process. Producing waste-free, efficient, effective, and reasonably priced products is at the top of the list. World-class manufacturing is guided by three main principles. First, implementing lean manufacturing. Lean manufacturing is one separate chapter of our discussion. Lean manufacturing, just in time also is a separate chapter in our discussion. So, one of the main principles of WCM is implementing that lean manufacturing and just in time. Just in time and lean manufacturing principles go together, making sure that items produced meet customer demand. That means whenever customer wants, immediately we give him that product or we will give him that service. Meet customer demand right in time. At the same time, just in time. Eliminating manufacturing processes that do not add value to the customer. What is value to the customer is the thing for which customer is not ready to pay. Unnecessarily we are doing. For example, even if the product is produced properly, if we do the 100% inspection, that is non-value added. It doesn't add any value. To do the inspection of a product doesn't add value to that product. So we should eliminate all manufacturing processes that do not add value to the customer. Examples of wasteful processes are surplus inventory. That means we create too much inventory because we feel that customer will come and buy our products. So we will create inventory and keep it in our stores. So it is a waste. Then lack of product demand. For example, customer doesn't have any demand for the product, but still we keep on producing and add into the inventory. It is wasteful. Then correcting expensive defects. That means we create defects by neglecting the quality and then we start doing rework. That is a wasteful thing. Then unneeded transportation. That means we don't need unnecessary transportation to and fro. We go to and then we go behind and unnecessary transportation we do it. That is unneeded. Then overproduction. For example, customer wants 1,000 parts and we keep 3,000 parts ready in our stores. That is unnecessary overproduction. Then idle equipment, downtime. That means big machine we have brought and it is not running. It is having the utilization of only 10%. It is idle equipment. Then adding useless product features, unnecessary product features for which customer not ready to pay. It is not useful for the customer, but we feel that, okay, it will shine in the market and customer will run for it. So we create useless product features, not required. Excessive packaging, delays, transportation delays, production delays, delivery delays. All these are wasteful processes and we must eliminate these wasteful processes. In world-class manufacturing, what we learn, we should eliminate wasteful processes altogether. Second principle, applying total quality management to decrease the number of defects and to improve the customer experience. Based on the idea that everyone from management to frontline staff to watchman to sweeper, to chaprasi, everyone is dedicated to continuously improving manufacturing processes and creating high quality products. Whatever process I am doing, for example, my process is procuring a product from a supplier. So I should be applying total quality management to that process also. Third, executing total productive maintenance, TPM, to help catch operational failures that can lead to defective machinery and equipment. Whatever machinery I have, maybe it is new or maybe it is old, but it should always be in perfect condition. It should not be defective at all. Then made up of 8 pillars, that TPM, that is total productive maintenance, is made up of 8 pillars that focuses on preventive strategies to improve equipment reliability. What is reliability? That is period between 2 failures, mean failures. That is mean period between 2 failures. That is reliability. It should be reliable. If I am using that, it should be reliable, and that is achieved by total productive maintenance. Friends, we have a separate chapter on TPM. So I will be explaining to you the TPM very, very clearly. So 8 pillars of TPM, these are the 8 pillars of TPM, which I will be separately explaining to you. There are several pillars that form the foundation of world-class manufacturing. While the specific pillars vary depending on the organization and industry, these are some of the most commonly recognized pillars of world-class manufacturing. First is safety. We should have a slogan that safety first. Providing a safe working environment for all employees by establishing and enforcing safety policies, safety procedures, recognizing all hazards, recognizing all unsafe conditions, unsafe actions, and resources to ensure safety. Then cost deployment, systematically reducing costs through the production process, analyzing and understanding the cost structure of the organization, setting cost reduction targets, and implementing strategies to achieve those targets. Our cost should continuously reduce, because we must give lowest cost to our customer. Customer should be feeling happy that he is getting the product and service at the lowest cost. So it was safety, then cost deployment. Now, third is continuous improvement. Again and again, this word is coming. Continuous improvement, CI. Based on the philosophy of CI, where every aspect of the production process is continuously evaluated, improved, including all processes, all tools, all equipment and technology. Continuous improvement in everything. That should be our culture. Fourth, autonomous maintenance. What is autonomous? Autonomous means I am the owner of my machine. Empowering employees to take ownership of the maintenance of equipment. That means the worker himself or employee himself takes ownership of the maintenance for everything, each and everything, like lubrication. It doesn't go to maintenance, because it is like relation between mother and child. Here I am telling you that worker or employee is the mother and the machine is his child. So it should be like mother and child relationship. Autonomous. Empowering employees to take ownership of the maintenance of equipment and machinery, which helps to minimize downtime and reduce the cost of maintenance. Then next is professional maintenance. That means if we want to do the major maintenance work of the machine, that is professional maintenance. Maintenance is critical and involves ensuring all equipment is operating at optimal levels to minimize downtime. Then it can be reconditioning of the machine. It can be the preventive maintenance of the machine. So all this is coming under professional maintenance. Then quality control. establishing quality standards, implementing quality control measures, continuously improving quality through feedback and data analysis. High quality products and services is critical to achieving customer satisfaction and maintaining a competitive edge, competitive advantage. So quality, and so for that I was telling total quality management, TQM. Then logistics, material flow, very important in world-class manufacturing. Material flow, it should continuously flow, it should not stop anywhere. One piece, it should continuously move to the customer. So efficient logistics and material flow are critical to achieving high levels of productivity and minimizing waste. Again and again, I'm telling you, eliminating waste, minimizing waste in the production processes. Next is early equipment management. What is early? When the machine is new, it is coming in the operation, it is coming to the production, it should be maintained immediately. Early equipment management. Early equipment management involves optimizing the performance of equipment from the design phase. That means new machine, actually before bringing it to the production, we should go to the customer, test the machine, inspect the machine, do the proper design changes if required, and right from the design phase to reduce downtime and improve efficiency of that machine. So it is important. It is important to do the maintenance of older machines. It is also important to do the maintenance of the new machines also. Next, people development. All people are necessarily not very skilled. So training and retraining and developing people and promoting a culture of continuous improvement. Continuous improvement is not directly coming to us. It should be imbibed in us as a culture of continuous improvement, thus empowering employees to identify and solve problems. What is empowering employees? For example, while running the machine, if there is any problem, I am empowered to stop the machine and look into the problem. Nobody will ask me, why have you stopped the machine? I am empowered to stop the machine. This I will be explaining to you while I will be discussing the JIDOKA. So empowering employees to identify and solve problems then and there so that the defective product doesn't go to the customer. Then next, environment. Environmental sustainability is critical. Organizations need to implement environmentally responsible practices in their production processes. So these were the pillars of world-class manufacturing. Besides focusing on the 10 pillars, those are technical pillars. To achieve high levels of efficiency, effectiveness, quality, and customer satisfaction, the 10 managerial pillars of WCM are, WCM is world-class manufacturing. So 10 managerial pillars of world-class manufacturing are management commitment, that is top management commitment, middle management commitment, everybody's commitment to do the continuous improvement. Then clarity of objectives. What are our objectives? We must be, everyone in the organization must be very clear. Then route map to world-class manufacturing. See, we have to implement world-class manufacturing. So for that, it is not possible to do it in one night's time. It should have a route map. Then according to that route map, we must systematically go. Then allocation of highly qualified people to model areas. Then commitment of the organization towards WCM. Then competence of organization towards improvement. What is competence? Expertise. Ability to do by own our hands. Everybody must be skilled to do the thing by his own hands. Competence. ability to solve problems. Then time and budget, it should be created by the management. The time and budget. Level of details, level of expansion, motivation of operators. These are all pillars of WCM. But those were the technical pillars, these are the managerial pillars. The managerial pillars create a foundation for technical ones, which I have told earlier. It is not possible to achieve world-class manufacturing using only one of those set of pillars. So what is our strategy? World-class manufacturing strategy. There are a number of strategies businesses can employ to improve workplace efficiency, effectiveness, and production procedures. Examples, build to order. That means wait for a customer order to be placed before creating the goods. We should not create the goods in anticipation of customer order. Some people, what they do, they produce thousands of parts because there is a forecast that some in next 3 months he will order those. Under that, you know, assumption, we produce. We should not do like this. WCM says, wait for a customer order to be placed before creating the goods to fill it. Next, reducing assembly line lot sizes. We should not build big lot sizes in anticipation that customer will order those things. Reduce inventory. Simplify order scheduling. Boost product quality. Because if we create big inventory, then there will be some quality issues will also be there. Some parts will get, you know, obsolete. Then just in time, eliminate surplus of goods to focus on developing products. That means customer demand. Customer demand is the main thing in WCM. If there is no customer demand, for example, customer has not given any orders, then we should not produce it. So, just-in-time means eliminate surplus of goods to focus on developing products. That means customer demand. Focus is important. Then, minimizing item flaws. Retain customers. Don't allow our old customers to leave us. Retain customers. And how we will retain the customers? By giving him quality. By giving him lowest cost. By giving him in-time delivery. So retain customers and gain a competitive edge in the global marketplace. Then cross-training staff. Ensure that they are up to date on current procedures, processes efficiently. For example, a staff should know drilling, milling, grinding, multi-talented, cross-training. Improving worker engagement. That means worker is involved in the customer satisfaction. Guarantee fewer production errors. Guarantee minimum waste. And how it is possible? It is possible only by improving worker engagement. So, how to become a world-class manufacturer? WCM sets a standard for excellence for all manufacturing processes in an organization. A company can become a top manufacturer despite the size of the operation or resources. World-class manufacturing is a process-driven approach that generally involves implementing the following philosophies and techniques. Made to order, as I already told, unless customer gives you an order, don't produce. Made to order. If customer has ordered one piece, make that one piece. Don't create 100 pieces and keep it in the stores. Then streamlined flow. That means flow is continuously. The parts do not stop anywhere as a float. It should be moving and moving and continuously moving. I will be explaining to you the Kanban. Then small lot sizes. The lot sizes should not be very, very big. If customer has ordered 100 pieces, make the lot size of 100 pieces. So how to become a world-class manufacturer? Families of parts. What is families of parts? That means we should gather parts together for which similar operations are there, similar jigs are there, similar fixtures are there, similar grinding operations are there, similar drilling operations are there. All those parts should be gathered together as a family. Then doing it right the first time, that is, do it right. Whatever we do, for example, I am giving you the lecture now. I should do it the first time right. No rework in that. Then cellular manufacturing. What is cellular manufacturing? We should create a small cell. In that, one product from first operation to the last operation will be completed in that cell only. Then total preventive maintenance. I was talking about total productive maintenance. In that, preventive maintenance. What is preventive maintenance? We should have a schedule for maintenance of every machine, maybe once in a month, once in 2 months, like that. We should create a schedule, and then at that particular time, we should actually do all the maintenance work. Maybe we have to change the parts, maybe we have to do the lubrication, maybe we have to open the machine and see where the problem has occurred. So every month or every 2 months, we should do the preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance means once we do the preventive maintenance, then again, machine will not be broken down. Then quick changeover. Friends, I will be having a separate chapter on this quick changeover, SMED, that I will explain afterwards. Then zero defects, then just-in-time production, variability reduction, employee involvement. Some things are coming again and again, like continuous improvement, employee involvement. Cross-functional teams, that means we should have a team from marketing, from finance, production, from stores, from materials, from purchase. And that cross-functional teams will be discussing the total quality control operations, that is quality control circles. Multi-skilled employees, I was already explaining to you the multi-skilled employees. Then visual signals like Jidoka and Don. That also I will be explaining to you. Then statistical process control. That means we should have a control chart for which we should actually mark the quality of every product. To achieve world-class status, companies must change procedures. Companies must change concepts in order to optimize their processes, which will lead to reconstructing relationship with employers. Very important. And we have one separate chapter on this also. Relationships with suppliers, relationships with purchasers, producers, and customers. The company which is able to do this, I will call that company as world-class manufacturer. There are 7 keys to becoming a world-class manufacturer. Reduce lead times, speed up time to market. What is time to market? Today the order comes, and then after 8 days, I deliver the product to the customer. That time is called as, a very important time actually, it is called as time to market. Your time from order to market. Then cut operation costs, exceed customer expectations. For example, customer is expecting the delivery within 8 days. Give the delivery to in 4 days and surprise him, thrill him. Manage the global enterprise. Streamline outsourcing processes. Improve business performance visibility. World-class manufacturing is a method of improving production, improving logistics, and increase quality, reduce production costs. So main rules of WCM are zero waste, zero defects, zero breakdowns, zero inventory. The idea of zero comes from the level of quality. That means I should have such a quality, such a beautiful quality that there should not be any customer complaint. The total customer satisfaction, zero complaints. Apart from setting realistic objectives, world-class manufacturing simply binds things, sets the ideal to which all enterprises should endeavor. So, we discussed what is WCM, what is world-class manufacturing. So, I will be discussing few steps to implement WCM. We have to implement WCM now. So, reduce the lead time. For example, if you have given the lead time that, okay, I will be supplying the product within 3 months, we should try to reduce that to 2 months. Because customer may get that product from another supplier in 1 month. It has happened in our company where I was working that our people said, we'll give you the product within 3 months, sir. Customer says, sorry, I am getting the product within 1 month from another company. So reduce the lead times. Customer may not accept your cozy, you know, lead time, like 3 months, 6 months, like that. Quicker delivery is important. Then reduce time to market. As I said, today the order comes, I deliver the product to the market. The time should be reduced, R&D, marketing to be optimized in order to reduce time to market. Cut operation costs. Operations must create value. Value to the customer. Value for which customer is ready to pay. Unnecessary operations like inspection and all that, or repair, rework. We should reduce that, cut it, eliminate it, so that it creates value for the customer. Customer will be happy. Customer is ready to pay for all those. Then streamline outsourcing processes. Flexibility with suppliers. Flexibility means, suppose today I am getting from the supplier, let's say 100 parts per day. Supplier should have the ability to even give me 200 per day. So streamline the outsourcing processes so that there is a lot of flexibility with suppliers. Then exceed customer expectations. For example, customer wants the finish on the ground part, finish of, let's say, 1 micron. We should give him the better finish of 0.8 microns. Anticipate what customer thinks. Give him surprise. Give him better quality so that his operations are better. Then manage the global enterprise. Enterprises must globalize, improve business performance, use lean manufacturing. So implementing WCM idea. So this is, I will be explaining to you in the next chapters. So methodologies, you may have learned Kaizen. What is Kaizen? Kaizen is improvement of product, improvement of process, improvement of service in small steps. Continuous improvement in small steps, not big steps, like much bringing a crores worth machine. Kaizen is a process of continual improvement, involves everyone in the organization from the top down, involves improvement by identifying problems, setting goals, making improvements, measuring and evaluating the results. In small steps, Kaizen is used to improve the quality of products, reduce waste, and increase efficiency. Then just in time. I was telling you just in time. Today customer wants, I should be able to give him today only. Just in time. JIT, that is just in time, is a production strategy that reduces inventory levels by ensuring that materials and components arrive at the right place, at the right time, at the right amounts. For example, customer wants 100 pieces. He must get 100 pieces at the right time, in the right place. Then I told you about total quality management. That means an approach to quality, improvement of processes, rather than individual products and services. Involves the organization from top to bottom, working together to ensure quality in all aspects. It is not quality of product alone, quality of purchase, quality of every process in the organization, and improve customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction doesn't happen only because of product, only because of service. When customer enters your organization, how you treat him, how your watchman treats him, how your receptionist treats him is also quality. Quality in everything is total quality management. Lean manufacturing. Lean manufacturing means a production system aimed at reducing waste. All waste processes, waste inventory, improving efficiency and effectiveness by streamlining processes, eliminating non-value-added activities, improving the flow of materials and information to produce higher quality of products in less time using fewer resources. Six Sigma. What is Six Sigma? Six Sigma is a process which processes almost zero defect. 3.4 parts per million. 3.4 parts per million. So your process should be such a capable that it produces only 3.4 parts per million. Data-driven approach to identify and eliminate waste. Reduce variation and improve processes by reducing defects to a rate of 3.4 per million opportunities, which is much lower than the industry standard. What is the advantage? Why I am telling you all this? The world-class manufacturing method is a comprehensive approach to improving production and logistics processes. Increase productivity, reduce costs, key performance indicators to gauge WCM, overall equipment effectiveness, which I will be explaining to you in detail when I will be coming to the TPM, total productive maintenance. Overall equipment effectiveness, overall labor effectiveness, first time right, that is do it right first time, on time orders, customer complaints to be made zero, monitor scrap rate. Yeah, there are some limitations to WCM. WCM is a method of improving the production and logistics with the goal of increasing quality, reducing production cost. However, there are a few limitations. Investment required, highly skilled workforce is required, difficult to measure, may not be suitable for all, difficult to motivate staff. Okay, some limitations are there. Thank you.